the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Can't do that.
People now, probably.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Either. Not yet. Not yet. We're not back to being able to breathe our hot breaths on people yet.
Hey, yeah, Tone Loke, another member of the 90s show.
So actually, I might go see that show. I might go see that show. It'd be worth
for
it.
For real, though.
It'd be worth it. Each of them only got like one song they play because that's all we know them for is just one. Just
you know what? Worth it.
Worth it. Worth it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Brock, you've seen me dance before, but you've never seen me dance at a 90s show.
I'm very excited for it. I'm very excited for it.
Right.
Excited, scared, nervous, all of it. All of it. Anyway.
Oh, these legs get wiggling, man.
Spindly little legs just cutting up the dance floor, man. Anyway, it's 8:14. We got to keep removing. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Mm-hmm. She likes the 90s, too, yeah. Man,
she likes watching my noodly legs dance.
Look at them go. Look at them go. So a Georgia woman may have enjoyed her last good night's sleep for a while after a nightmare became a reality. Trish Wilcher was getting ready for bed when she noticed some fuzzy material on the floor. As she bent down to pick it up, it moved, and that's when she realized that it was a snake. I'm a snake.
Fuzzy snake?
Yeah, what? I don't. Maybe it just had some dust bunnies on it. I don't know. Here's the thing, though, Hunter. Is one snake, okay, that already sucks. It wasn't alone. She was shocked to find 17 other snakes taking up residency under their bed.
Jeez, where do you live?
Good.
Where's she from again?
God, this is in Georgia.
Damn.
Her husband came to the rescue with a grabber tool and loaded all 18 snakes into a linen bag, which he released into a nearby creek. Should have thrown them in a fire.
I was going to say, he came to the rescue with an H-bomb. That's what you need. You just bomb that house.
Burn the house down. Trish says these snakes likely sought refuge from a nearby construction site. She also plans to have a wildlife specialist come over and make sure there aren't more snakes in the house. Because, you know, when you find 18 of them. You know, really.
You know, it's funny as we were talking about this last week, real quick, Brock, is you know, things that scare you, blah, we got on the subject of snakes. So if I know the snake is there, I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. I'm cool because I can avoid it, you know? It's when you're doing something and you look over and you poke something and it moves. Yeah. Ah! Dude, what's when it catches you off guard and then there's 17 of them? I'm out.
Yeah, it's
nope,
not the snake.
I'm noping out of there, dude.
It's not the snake that's scary. It's the surprise of a snake that's scary.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
like,
though.
Like, dude, I was right there. I almost died, guys. I almost died.
She shouldn't have been so upset. They were just having a slumber party.
Oh, Jesus. Come on. Gonna go right to the dad joke. I know you're a dad. I get it. You're a dad. You're a fresh dad.
Hunter, do you get it? They're having a slumber party because they're... snakes.
All right, Dad. Hey, your new balances are untied. Jesus.
I'm a snake. All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.